When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get into the energetics of sexual exchange, because that's what we came here for, baby. We came here to talk about the energetics. Before we talk about the energetics, though, we need to talk about this process called sexual transmutation. Now, I have touched on this process before. I did an episode all about how you can use an orgasm to manifest. This was a very controversial episode, I will say. I actually had a blog post on it and I had a pin. And when I tell you, that was my most clicked on pin on Pinterest. So let's get back into the process of sexual transmutation. The reason I bring up that episode is because when I talk about something like manifesting using an orgasm, it's essentially the process of sexual transmutation at play. So sexual transmutation is the process of converting sexual energy into some other drive, motivation, energy, or something else. So it's basically taking sexual energy and converting it to something else. And especially again, when we talk about the process of manifesting by orgasm, and again, there's a much, it's that I feel like just me saying that like really condenses everything that I talked about in that episode. There's way more to manifestation, as y'all know by now, than just thinking and having something come to me. There's like action and all this other stuff. But essentially, the idea is that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, right? And so the idea is that you are taking this very, very powerful energy, which is that of sexual energy, and you are converting it into something else and converting it and creating it into something else, right? Some people may want to label this process of sexual transmutation as magic, or I don't even know, but simply the process is just an energetic transformation. Like I said, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It simply changes states, and the process of sexual transmutation is the process by which we use the energy in a sexual encounter, sexual energy to convert or transform into something else, that of which we prefer. So we need to talk about sexual transmutation as we talk about energetics in sex, because sex is a very powerful process. It's not just a physical process by which we gain pleasure or have a temporary moment of pleasure. It is a process where there's a lot of powerful energy at play, and that powerful energy can be transmuted into multiple different things. And one of those things is actually when we talk about something like soul ties. And this is where I think a lot of people get into the fear of casual sexual encounters, because there's this idea of creating soul ties. So according to certified sex therapist, Dr. Andrea Blaylock Johnson, I didn't want to mess up her name, okay? A soul tie is a connection with someone deeply embedded into your soul. So according to psychologists, the term soul ties may simply just be a spiritual simplification of the chemical and hormonal process that takes place during and after sexual intercourse. But despite the fact that there are a lot of hormones, a lot of chemicals at play when we talk about sexual intercourse, not all partners actually develop this like chemical process or develop this like bonding before and after sex. And not all partners may feel super emotionally connected and bonded to their partner that they've just had sexual intercourse with, which definitely explains why some people like myself can't really engage in casual sex, because they just feel like they create bonds with people, and other people feel like they can because they don't necessarily feel a connection with the person that deeply after engaging in sexual encounters. A soul tie may be something where you feel connected on a deeper level. You feel like someone is super familiar to you after a short period of time. You feel like they showed up at the right time in your life. And this can also be something that creates an unhealthy attachment to someone. So it is important to figure out whether or not you are healthily emotionally attached to someone, right? Where you have that like natural occurring response after a sexual encounter, or whether this is a toxic and very dangerous attachment to someone where you may feel really, really close with them when in reality you are not. And it's just the essentially the sexual encounter that's created that feel of that bond. And that's why, again, I was talking about the process of sexual transmutation, because one of the things that sexual energy can transmute to is that bond with someone, right? You can bond with someone instantly after a sexual encounter. And if you are not in a place where you want to bond with that person, or where you can handle a emotional bond with someone, it can be very, very detrimental to your spiritual, emotional health if you are bonding with someone that you don't intentionally want to bond with. And again, that's why we talk about the power of the energy involved in sexual encounters, and how you need to really just kind of be aware of that power as you enter into these sexual connections. So even with that, we can kind of dive into the science of attachment with sex. So there is, again, I was talking about the hormones and the chemicals and all that good stuff involved. So in 2012, researchers actually found in the study that couples in the first stages of romantic attachment had significantly higher levels of oxytocin than their unattached counterparts. So oxytocin is a hormone that acts as a neurotransmitter. It basically plays a huge role in reproduction. So in females, this hormone triggers labor, it triggers a release of breast milk, and in males, it helps to move sperm along. So when you are attracted to another person, right, you know, you see somebody cute or whatever, your brain releases dopamine, serotonin, and those levels increase in your brain. But oxytocin is also produced, and this can cause you to feel a surge of positive emotions towards that person. This is kind of why when you see someone that you feel you're really attracted to, or when you have a positive encounter with someone that you're attracted to, you feel good inside. These are sort of like the love hormones, the happy hormones, the things that people kind of feel high on when they are in love, when they are feeling attraction, all that good stuff. But oxytocin is also the hormone responsible for connection and responsible for bonding. It is released through touch, both the non-sexual and the sexual kind. So when we talk about sexual intimacy, right, we realize that sexual intimacy doesn't necessarily have to be through physical encounter. Sexual intimacy and intimacy in general can occur in different ways, and that can also cause oxytocin to release as well. A study found that oxytocin produced in the brain of a woman during sexual activity plays a role in forming a monogamous bond with her sexual partner. So again, if we're going to kind of linking the sexual transmutation and linking that with the actual chemical and scientific process that is occurring in our bodies during the process of a sexual encounter, there is the release of all these hormones that is allowing us to create this positive encounter, this positive experience with the person that we are having a sexual encounter with. So I say all this to say that sex is a powerful process. We know that because from the actual sexual intercourse process comes children. We are literally able to birth new human beings, to create and birth new human beings from the process of sex. And I think that just goes to show how powerful the process is, not just in the actual like world, right? And the fact of like creating more of us, but also in the process of creation. So when it comes to casual sexual encounters, it is really important to protect yourself during these encounters because they are so powerful. I'm not saying that you shouldn't engage in casual sex. I understand that we are human beings, we are animals, we literally have this innate drive and need, especially I know for me, like when I go through my cycle, when I'm ovulating, that need feels even more increased. So if you identify as a woman and you have the process of ovulation that you go through each month, I'm sure you can identify with that increased need or that increased feeling of need around that time. But we are human, so I don't necessarily want to shun that process. I think, again, as long as you are not hurting anyone and you are allowing yourself to engage in these encounters in a very safe and protected way, there is nothing wrong with that. But I do want to encourage you guys to do some research on how you can protect yourself during these casual sex encounters.
Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.